Yisrael Salanter, the father of the Musar movement, passed away over 150 years ago, writes that in his time, in his day and age, the custom, the minhag was that on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos Mevorchim, the Shamash would announce which month is approaching, which Chodesh is coming. And when he used to say that the approaching month is Elul, people started trembling. There's a certain fear that the months of Elul are approaching. I wanted to mention just before I start, today is my grandfather's 69th yahrzeit, and the Shmuel should be Levili Nishmas Shachna Bar Yeshua. My Rosh Hashivas, who learned in Europe before the war, gave over that when Elul came, storekeepers, shopkeepers, they closed their stores, they closed their shops early. They felt there was something more important to do. They went to shul, they said tillim, they learned more, they davened more, they tried to daven better. You could feel Elul in the air, the atmosphere changed. Elul is here. What's by us? Shabbos Mevorchim passed already. Rosh Chodesh passed. We're blowing shofar. Do we feel Elul is here? Baruch Hashem, we're in a yeshiva. But let's say now in North America, it's still August. You have 2 weeks to Labor Day. People are still in camps, bungalows. It's Elul. But Baruch Hashem, we're zeichet that we're in a yeshiva and we can utilize it. And a Bachai learned in Tel Yeshiva. There, this man, the semester did not start Rosh Chodesh. It started 10 days earlier, Chof Av. Because the earlier man, the previous man stopped earlier, and we used to start Chof Av. That means the Yeshiva was in session 10 days before Rosh Chodesh Elul. What does that do? That gives us the advantage, the ability to utilize the whole Elul fully. 30 full days, because Yeshiva has already been in swing for 10 days. When you start on Rosh Chodesh, Baruch Hashem, at least we start on Rosh Chodesh, but until people get organized, chavrusas, people come from abroad, you get over your jet lag, you can lose a good few days of Elul. So the question is asked is, what am I talking about? Rosh Hashanah, we all understand. Rosh Hashanah is a day of judgment. The whole world is on trial. It's a severe, it's a serious case, life and death and everything else. So that's important. But Elul? What are we talking about? Utilizing Elul? Maximizing Elul? What's so important? But the truth is, if we would fully understand that the success of the whole next year, Gashmias, Ruchnias, health, wealth, for ourselves, for our families, for Klal Yisrael, for the whole world, depends on the outcome of the Din of Rosh Hashanah. We fully understand that and feel it, then we would appreciate the fact that we have these 30 days to prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah. The truth is we find 30 days by Pesach, Sholim, V'dorshim, Shloshim Yom, Kodom HaChag, but these 30 days are completely different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do tshuva, and to enable us to do that, He comes closer to us. These 40 days, 30 days until Rosh Hashanah, is a special closeness. We know Elul, Ani L'Dodi, V'Dodi Li, Kodesh Baruch Hu comes closer to us. And then Asher Shem Tshuva is even closer. It's all for our advantage, that we should be able to try to get closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We should be able to do Tshuva. The closer He is to us, the closer we can get to Him. What is the source that these days are easier to do anything we want? That's what we have to realize, and that's what I want to try to convey. Although Elul is, this man is the shortest man in quantity and quality, it overrides the rest of the year, and we have to try to take advantage of it. I heard from Reb Shlomo Rebbe de Zatzal, he asked two questions. We all know Klal Yisrael were Mitzrayim. They lived through the 10 plagues, the Eser Malchus, Kriyas Yamsuf. They came to Maimon Har Sinai. We can't imagine or comprehend the levels of Kedusha and Tara that they came to. So yes, how is it possible that the Sotel was able to entice them 40 days later in the Chet HaVeigel? However you understand the Chet HaVeigel, but it was a Chet. But on their level, how was he matzliach to be machti them? One question. More so, we all know, we just read it in the Chumash, there were three periods of 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Shemayim. First period of 40 days was the day after Maimon Har Sinai, and he came down on Shavuos HaVetames, at which time he saw the Chet HaEgel and he broke the Luchos. He went up for another 40 days to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to relent. And those 40 days ended like Chav Tesav, the last day of Elul, at which time HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, I agree, come again. And at that time, at the end of the third 40 days, he'll give the Luchos Shnius. So he asked, if you'd ask anybody, which of these three time periods were Klai Yisrael on the highest level? Of course, the first 40 days. It was after Pirus Yamsuf, after Samakus, after Maimon Har Sinai. And still, the Satan was able to be Machkid, him and the Ego. What happened in the last 40 days? Where was the Satan? He just let them get the Luchos? They weren't on such a high Madrega then. This was after Chet Ego. Why wasn't he able to be Machkid them also then? Those were the two questions he asked. And he answered like this. True, a person can be on a very high level. But if you're not on guard, you're not watching yourself, Satan can be machti you. You can be on a much lower level, but if you're watching yourself and you're working on yourself and you're on guard, then Satan will try, but he will not be successful. And that's what was taking place then. True, the first 40 days, they were on a much higher level after Maimon Har Sinai, but they weren't working on themselves. The Satan was not interested, we should get the Torah, and he was matzliach to be machti them the Chet HaEgel. The last 40 days, what were they doing? They learned from their mistake. It says in Pirkei the Rebbe Lezer, what were they doing? They were davening, they were mispala, that's when they blew shofar. They didn't want this thing to happen again. If you're working on yourself, you're trying to improve, and you're on guard, of course the Satan tried. He wasn't interested we should get this Luchos Shnius, but he wasn't successful, because they were working on themselves. We have to realize, these are the same days that our avos were working at on themselves. Now, we all know we have Yom Tovim, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, Pesach Zman Chavuseinu, Sukkos Zman Chavuseinu, and all the Mephorshim, all the Sforim, Chazal tell us, when we have a Yantif, we don't just commemorate something that happened many, many years ago. The same koichas that were then, reawaken themselves every year. Zman Chavuseinu, Pesach. Nisan is a Zman every year that it's easier for a person if he wants to overcome his Yetzer Hara and become free from as much as possible. It's Zman Chavuseinu. It reawakens itself every year. Zman Simchaseinu. That's the same thing that's going on now. These are the 40 days that our avos, our ancestors were working on themselves that the Satan shouldn't be able to be machtir. Maisa avos simun abanim. That means that, plus the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes closer to us now, we have everything in our favor. He's closer to us. These are what our avos were working on. It makes it much easier for us if we try and we want to improve ourselves. It's a proven fact. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu is closer, we can do much more, we can accomplish much more if we try. Of course, the time can go by without trying also, but if a person wants to and he's serious, this is the Zman. It's a small period of time, but a person can accomplish unbelievable what he can accomplish. As they say, initiate chaperayim, every minute of Elul, and that's what we were talking about, utilizing as every minute of Elul, because it's very precious time. Being Elul, we're going to hear, everybody will hear at different times and places a lot about tshuva, but I think two important things I want to mention that the Bali Musar mentioned, the Orach HaTzadikim in the beginning of Hisar Tshuva, the introduction to Hisar Tshuva. What does he say? We have to know. Gedoy LaTshuva Shemagas Akisei HaKovel. What does that mean? We all know we have 613 mitzvahs. Tshuva is one of the mitzvahs. But he says it's not just one of the mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah Shemagas Akisei HaKovel. And he explains it there. Moshe Rabbeinu, as we said, went up to the Shemayim. There are seven rikiyim, different spheres, so to speak. And every level that Moshe Rabbeinu went up, he found the Malachim talking about different topics. One was about Eretz Yisrael, one was about Mashiach, one was about Klal Yisrael. Till he got to the seventh level, what were they talking about there? Tshuva. So he says, we have to realize when we have a mitzvah that goes straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Though the tshuva shemagas al kisei kovel, we should know what the opportunity we have by doing tshuva. And the Rabbeinu Yoina writes, we have to appreciate the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu enables us to do tshuva. Not only he enables us, it's a mitzvah. And not only it's a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts tshuva, no matter what reason a person does tshuva. Me'ava, me'ira, niyatsoris, whatever it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu begs us to do tshuva. But he writes, and this is important to know, being that we have the opportunity, and such a great opportunity, if we don't utilize it, that itself is a tremendous chet. And he gives the famous mashal, the Yerben Yonah writes this all the time, he gives a mashal, there were five people in prison awaiting a serious charge against them, and one night they were successful in digging a tunnel, and four of them escaped. One man remained, one prisoner remained. The warden comes in the morning, he sees there's a tunnel, he sees this guy is still here, and he starts hitting him. So the prisoner says, what do you want from me? I didn't do anything wrong, I'm here. The other ones have escaped, go chase them. The warden says, you don't understand. Why did they run away? Because they realized things were very serious, and there's charges against them, it can be life and death, so they ran away. You're staying here, showing there's nothing to be afraid. You are belittling the whole system that we have. That's why I'm hitting you. But they did what they're supposed to do. They escaped. That's what the Rabbeinu says. We have an ability to escape, to get out of our matzav, of chatoyim. We can take advantage of tshuva when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer. And we don't do it, chas v'shalom. That, he says, can be very, very detrimental for us. That can be very big kitrik. So we have to try to do what we can. What are the eitzes? There are two foremost eitzes to help us. And the main ones are tefillah, davening, and musr. Tefillah. What's tefillah? There's two types of davening. If a person knows what he's saying, means what he's saying, is beseeching the Kodesh Baruch Hu to help them, that's called tefillah. But many times, unfortunately, we know it by heart, and we come in and we say it, Shachas, I'm already going to come in, we can, very good, if I get here by Ashrei, I can put a mitzvah and tefillah, I can buy Ishtabach, I can be with everybody, and we say it by heart. That's called lip service. It's not called davening. Davening is to know what you're saying, mean what you're saying. That's very, very important. And that is the ability we have, especially when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer. What should we daven about? The Rabbeinu Yoina says what we should ask. First and foremost, we should ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for siyata d'shmaya to be matzliach. To be matzliach and doing tshuva, we should feel that we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us. And secondly, he says, we should be mispalad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept us, like we were before. The example he gives is, a son rebelled against his parents. They threw him out of the house. After a while, he realized how wrong he was. He comes back, he asks his parents to forgive him, and they tell him, you know what? We forgive you. We won't hold a grudge against you. We don't want to have anything to do with you. Is he happy? Of course not. He wants his parents to love him again. That's what the Rabbeinu Yoina writes. We should be mispalad. We are doing tshuva. We're trying to become better. Kodesh Baruch Hu should find. We should find favor in His eyes, and He should want us, like we say in davening. We say, "Hashem Elokeinu, v'amcha Yisrael v'svilasam." That's what the Rabbeinu Yoina says. Musar is poshut. Everybody himself should try to analyze at some time, some point, his actions. Everybody in his own right feels he's okay. And there are a lot of things that we do have to rectify. So that a person has to find time himself, too long it won't work, or even a short period of time, to analyze his action, and is he really being honest with himself, and is he really being honest with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happens is two people decide, okay, I want to try to take advantage of Elul, see what I can do. There are a few reasons that it just doesn't work out, and I'd like to discuss them. The first, this happens many, many times. A person is serious, and then a lot of things come up. He's busy, and especially in Elul, this comes up, that comes up, each one in his own situation. What do you do? I have so many things to do, I don't have time for myself. The answer for that is, first and foremost, to weigh each and everything. Things come up. Sometimes they're not that important as you think. If you think about it, you can ignore it. It's not so important. If it's important, maybe you can do it and push it off until after Yom Kippur. Who said it has to be done now? Even if it can't be pushed off, sometimes there's somebody else who can help you. Different things. But if a person will really, instead of just go and take care of everything, he'll think about it. Is this that important now? Or it can wait. He'll see he gains a lot of time. I always say, even by a wedding, if a person, there's a wedding. If he's a good friend of the chosen, it's a simchas chosen v'kala, should run. What's the shaykh? But if you barely even know the chosen v'kala, you just know there's a wedding, and it's a simcha, and it's a mitzvah, why not? In Elul, there's more important things to do. But Arabi, if you have, it's a real simchas chosen v'kala, you should do it by all means. I'll tell you something that happened to me this week. I live in Mattersdorf, and one of the neighbors, not my own neighbor, but one of the residents of Mattersdorf was making a wedding. And I always get an invitation from him, so I felt not that close, but I felt that I had to go to this wedding. He wrote 6:30. Lately, all invitations, they usually say before Shkia or not, because it's pretty close. This was a Chassidish family, and they wrote 6:30. They didn't write before Shkia. So I took it for granted that the wedding will probably be after Seisach HaChavim around 8 o'clock. And I didn't have time to really be there too long, so I figured I'll get to 7:30 and I'll say Mazel Tov and Fartuk. As I come, the college is just starting to get to the chuppah. The chuppah was there already. What should I do? I'll be honest. Had it not been Elul, I would have waited till the end. But it was Elul, and I have to wait another half hour. So I saw another resident, a neighbor of mine, I said, do me a favor, after the chuppah, go over to the father of the chosen and tell him I was here, wish him mazel tov, and I couldn't stay. I only did this time because it was Elul. Had it not been Elul, I probably would have stayed. As I'm saying, I gained a half hour. And I don't think I was pogeya, because I did come, and I gave over a mazel tov. So I gained a half hour on the deal. So I'm saying, if a person thinks how he can utilize his time, especially in Elul, it's very, very important. Second of all, sometimes a person feels, what are we worried about? It's not my first Elul. It's not my first Rosh Hashanah. I made it through last year. I made it through 2 years ago. I'm not any worse. I've learned since then, since last year. I've learned a lot of Torah. I've davened. What do I got to worry about? So deep down, a lot of people feel like that. There's two things we have to know about that. First and foremost, but that's a whole separate shmuz. We're not even sure if we really made it through. We're living, yeah, Baruch Hashem, but it's no raya we made it through. There is a situation where a person can lose the judgment on Rosh Hashanah, and yet a Kodesh Baruch Hu has to pay him off for all the mitzvahs that he did in this world. So yes, he's still here, and he's enjoying his life, but it doesn't mean he made it through. But second of all, even if we made it through, we have to know not always do we make it through on our own merit. And we should think, I'm a tzaddik, I made it through. Many times we get through on the tail strings of the Gedolei Hador, and they push us through. And we have to realize we can't rely on them every time. Every year, unfortunately, we lose. This year we lost Vosner, Zatzal, and any other Gedolei Olam that could be there, the ones who helped us get through the din last year. So this year, what can we rely on? Yeah, we have to try to make it through on our own merit to make sure that we can do it. And not just think, oh, I made it through, and I'll make it through again. We can't be for sure that that's what's going to happen. Another thing, and this really makes it difficult to change. As we said before, it's not my first Rosh Hashanah, and it's not my second. I remember last year, 2 years ago, I decided I want to do something. I have to make myself better. People do all kinds of things. They want to say Asher Yotzeh, they read it, saying Birkas Avosen from a venture, have Kavanah in the first bracha of Shmona Esrei. Everybody, whatever Kabbalah he makes. How long did it last? I just started, and I did it. and I'm not doing it anymore. So you get discouraged. New Year's resolutions doesn't last that long. And that's one of the things that prevents us from doing it. So we have to know two things. First of all, you have to be mispalel, and it's possible to yes be matzliach and to keep it. I know people from an early age, they bench from a siddur birchas a Muslim word for word, no matter where they are. They don't bench bel peh. Not easy. Sometimes in situations, they keep it in their pocket, a small one, a kiss v'toch kiss, or other things, or they say asher yotzer, everybody themselves. But once they accepted it, they do it all the time. And I admire them for that. Secondly, even if you're not successful in keeping it, you should not be discouraged. Every machshava, every thought, every good deed that a person does elevates him. You have no idea how much it does. The mashal that's given all the time is a mother sends out her child in the summer to a park, and he plays, and he gets dirty, and they have a sandbox. And he comes home. The first thing the mother does is wash him around, wash his clothes. Same scenario happens again the next day, and the next day. So why does she keep washing him? She knows it's going to happen again. But she also knows if she doesn't wash each time, he'll get so dirty, and the clothes will get so dirty, she'll never be able to cleanse him. That's our situation. Baruch Hashem, we have this opportunity to be able to cleanse ourselves, to elevate ourselves. So if we decide we want to do something, as long as we do it, we have no idea how much we have cleansed ourselves, how much we have elevated ourselves. So we should never be discouraged. Ah, I know it's not going to last. So it won't last. But right now, by Sher Husham, whatever we can do is a tremendous chizuk for us, a tremendous cleansing for us, and a tremendous chus for us. So we shouldn't be discouraged by the fact that we know, I've made New Year's resolutions in the past, and I didn't keep them. As much as we can, we should try, and believe it or not, you can be successful in keeping it. One more point I'd like to mention, and this is very important for anybody who wants to utilize Elul. We all know a month has 4 weeks. Yeah, not a day or two. Every week, there's 5 weekdays and the weekend. The weekend is a fourth of the month, just about. If it's 2 days of the weekend, 4 weeks, 8 days, it's a fourth of the month. If you want to utilize Elul, you have to utilize the weekend. What does that mean, utilize the weekend? Of course, on the weekend, especially married people, they have a family, they have things they have to do. Everybody has what to do. But everybody can find time to learn a little bit on Friday. It's a long Friday. What happens, the tendency is usually if you have a lot of things to do, so you don't have Yeshiva Das, I have to do this, then later I have to do this. But if you program yourself, I have to do these things, I want to take a certain amount of time, maybe the beginning of the morning, later, to learn Friday, it's so important. Sometimes Friday is like a Mes Mitzvah, everybody's busy. You have to utilize Shabbos, Avada, Shein of Shabbos, Tainu. But there's a rule, how much to sleep? Sleep a little less, use Shabbos Kodesh to learn. But so Shabbos is taka late, but we have the long Friday. If you want to utilize Elul, you have to use out the weekend as much as possible. But just here, once Seder's over on Thursday, until Sunday, just let things ride. That's really chaval. And there's a way of really utilizing and getting all the schiyus from the whole month of Elul. In short, just want to recap what we mentioned, the different points. We have to realize, Elul, this is the tkufa, the time that our ancestors worked on themselves. And this is the time that a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes closer to us. And it's a proven fact. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu is closer to us, you can daven better, if you put your mind to it. Many people say that Elul, they daven better, if they try, because a Kodesh Baruch Hu is closer. We should not let things get in the way. Things are going to happen. Things are this. I have to take care of this and that. Weigh each and every action. I'm telling you, anything that a person can push off to after Yom Kippur is kulo revach. And he should rely on the fact that we feel we made it through in the past, which I worry about. We're not sure if we made it through, and if we did, we don't know on whose schus we made it through. We have to see that this year we'll make it through on our own schus. And we shouldn't be discouraged, like we just said, by the fact that these Kabbalahs do not last forever. Generally, during the year, we're not on the same madrigas as Elul and Seiros Yemei Teshuva. But we shouldn't be discouraged, because every single action and deed and mitzvah, machshava, that we did do is all in our favor, and elevated us at ways who knows how deep we would sink. And we have to utilize the fact that we have a weekend as much as possible to make these Shabbos much more koidish than the ones that are normally during the year. And remember that the mitzvah of tshuva is magas. At Kisei HaKavod, we're not dealing with a general mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that goes straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, it's very precious and very chashuv. We should take advantage of it. And chas v'shalom, not taking advantage of the opportunity of Elul to prepare for your Rosh Hashanah. That itself, as the Rabbeinu Yonah says, is a tremendous chet, and we don't want to be in that category. So, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully these machshavas should help us all to be zoicha to aksiva v'chzima toiva. Amen.